Hi, everybody. This is Jay Stewart inviting you to It Pays to Be Married, the show that honors the American home. Each weekday, we bring you married couples from all walks of life who've had problems in their marriages and solved them. We'll hear their true stories recorded from their married lives, and then they'll have an opportunity to win our Family Fortune jackpot. We'll meet our first couple in a moment, but first...
Folks, all of us who bring you It Pays to Be Married each day of the week, we like to think that each day, somewhere out there among you of the radio audience, someone will benefit from the stories you hear on our program. Most of all, our guests themselves, the folks who tell their stories on our program, hope that some of you may be helped by hearing how they solve their problems. Even if one person, one single person in the whole country, gets some good out of what they've heard on It Pays to Be Married, well, it makes all our efforts worthwhile. Lots of folks have written in to say how good it is that we're emphasizing the importance of a happy marriage, especially these days when marriage is often taken so lightly. We'd like to hear from you listeners who've been helped by what you've heard on It Pays to Be Married. If you have a moment, write and tell us about it. If you've had some inspiration from one of our stories and has helped you solve some problem of your marriage, write to It Pays to Be Married, National Broadcasting Company, Hollywood 28, California.
Now then, our first couple today, Mr. and Mrs. John Scovern of Hollywood, California. Mrs. Scovern met her husband when he was with the American Army of Occupation in Europe. She is a war bride from Latvia. Mrs. Scovern, how do you like America?
Well, Jay, I love it. And why shouldn't I? Just look at the handsome husband I have.
I'll agree with you, my darling. He's a fine-looking fella.
And besides, I think American people are the kindest, the craziest, the most wonderful people in the world.
Well, I hope we live up to your expectations, Ms. Scovern. Mr. Scovern, I understand your wife had quite a few adjustments to make when she first started in her role of American housewife.
Yes, she did, Jay. She never could get used to the American gadgets in the kitchen.
Gadgets? Well, what could you get accustomed to, Mrs. Scovern?
Well, like percolators perking and refrigerators and toasters popping and washing machines.
Washing machine? What about the washing machine?
Oh, that washing machine. Well, it is an automatic washing machine. And
uh-huh.
Every time the timer would go bing, it would scare me. And I would jump a mile.
Yeah?
And then sometimes I put too much soap in it, sometimes not enough.
Yeah, one day I come home from work and there was soap suds all over the house.
Well, gee, was there anything else you had a tough time with, Mrs. Scovern?
Well, gee, my biggest problem was the pressure cooker.
One
day I was making a stew.
Uh-huh.
And the safety valve blew, push, and the stew all over the kitchen. Took me 2 days to clean it up.
My golly, this list is getting bigger, John. Anything else?
Well, she wanted to make beans one evening. She took the can and put it on the stove and didn't open it up.
Oh, my.
As you know, the pressure builds up in the can from the heat, and when she punched a hole in it, the beans flew all over the ceiling.
Why, such problems. Well, Mrs. Scovern, you had a little difficulty reading our American labels, too, didn't you, on the can?
Oh, yes, Jay. I had to open up the can first to see what I was making for supper.
My goodness. I bet you're afraid to buy her any more modern appliances after all the mishaps you've had.
Well, no, I just recently bought her a Kelvinator electric range, and mm-hmm. It was so pretty the first week she just sat and looked at it.
Oh, golly. Well, sir, Mr. Scovern, may your meals improve and your good humor continue. And Mrs. Scovern, welcome to America, and thanks for telling these stories on yourself. We have a beauty gift for both ladies appearing on our program today from Richard Hudnut of Fifth Avenue. Everything you need for beautiful hair. Enriched cream shampoo, Richard Hudnut cream rinse, and the wonderful new Richard Hudnut home permanent. And here's some more gadgets for you to get used to, Mrs. Scovern.
Oh.
To keep your floors looking lovely, from the Beacon Wax Company, a fine precision-built twin-brush electric floor polisher and scrubber.
Oh, goodness.
Together with a generous supply of Beacon Wax, the wax that outshines and outlasts all others, and something else for your kitchen, a beautiful Dormeyer electric food fixer.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. It's a grinder, juicer, mixer, all in one complete unit. You'll be thrilled every time you use your Dormeyer. Now, in just a few moments, you'll get a crack at our big Family Fortune jackpot that's filled with wonderful prizes and $250 worth of groceries. Thank you for being with us.
Your radio dial is the key to a world of entertainment when you set it to this, your NBC station. Wherever you hear the familiar three NBC chimes, you know that wonderful radio entertainment awaits you. There's drama, mystery, music, news, and comedy. And Wednesday night in the comedy vein, be sure to listen to Groucho Marx with You Bet Your Life. It's a fast-paced half hour of question marks and laughs as Groucho throws barbed insults at his contestants from the studio audience. Of course, it's all in fun and all for fun when you set your dial to NBC Radio for Groucho Marx playing You Bet Your Life. Join him Wednesday, the same night you hear Willard Waterman in the blustering role of Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the great Gildersleeve. It's a riot of family comedy fun when Throckmorton bumbles his beleaguered way through another escapade as Summerfield's water commissioner. You'll agree, we know, that Wednesday is wonderful when you set your dial right here to this station for all of the fine entertainment broadcast over the NBC radio network.
Our next guests now are Mr. and Mrs. John Beery of Bellflower, California. Mr. and Mrs. Beery both live in a world without sight. They've been married 5 years, and they met through Mrs. Beery's guide dog, Gail, who apparently is a real friendly animal. How about that, John?
She sure is, Jay. the first time I saw her, well, she kissed me, and that led to meeting my wife, Beverly.
Now, who kissed you, Beverly or Gail?
The dog.
Oh, the dog. Well, that was about 6 years ago, wasn't it? It gave you a chance to meet Beverly, and that took place during an intermission of a dance being held at a recreation center for the blind. Was he a good dancer, Mrs. Beery?
Well, we didn't dance till after we were married, and I found out he wasn't any good, so I made him take dancing lessons.
Well, good for you. After your marriage, were there any adjustments either of you had to make to each other and to your problems of blindness? What about you, Mrs. Beery?
Well, yes, I had never kept house before, so I had to learn how to keep house and cook and run a sewing machine.
Her sense of touch is quite unusual, isn't it, Mr. Beery?
Yes, it is. She can tell the difference between the back and front of a material just by the feel of it with her fingers.
The back and the front just by feeling, goodness sakes. Well, what adjustments did you have to make to this marriage, Mr. Beery?
Well, it was a minute one. I had to get up in the middle of the night with the first baby and walk the floors, 2 and 5 o'clock feedings.
He was supposed to, but I think I usually ended up doing it.
I think a lot of mothers know exactly how that is, Mrs. Beery. Well, I understand that after about 2 years of your married life here in the coast, you moved to Omaha, Nebraska, where John was offered a training course in radio engineering. And you lived in a housing project there in Omaha, didn't you, Mr. Beery?
That was a big deal. There was about 1,500 kids around there in 4 square blocks, and our little boy, Michael, with the broken windows and snowballs and everything. We had quite a time.
Yeah, I guess you would. Well, while you were raising your youngster there and John was going to school, your plans had a temporary setback. Could you tell us about that, Mr. Beery?
Well, I was returning from the store with the dog one day, and I was hit by an automobile.
This accident almost terminated your training for radio engineering, didn't it?
Yes, it fractured my shoulder, and the doctor didn't think I'd ever be able to use my arm again.
What was your acceptance of that verdict of the doctor's?
Well, I just couldn't believe it.
But why did he refuse to believe it, Beverly?
Well, we both had a lot of faith in God, and we prayed that God would be merciful.
Well, your prayers were answered, weren't they?
They sure were, Jay. I have full use of my arm now, and of course, the only thing that gives me any problem at all is I can't scratch my back with it.
What do you do when your back itches?
I use the other one.
Oh, well. Well, that's a pretty logical solution, Mr. Beery. After your training course in radio engineering and repair, you came back to the coast. You settled in Bellflower, California. And John, here you started building up your own radio repair and installation business. How's it gone?
Well, it's pretty good now, but at first I had an awful hard time getting the public to accept the fact that a blind person could do radio repair.
Well, how'd you go about showing them he could?
Well, after I got a few customers and satisfied them, well, they told their friends, and it's gradually picked up.
Well, that's wonderful. Your success as a radio repair and installation man has helped to feed that other new baby that came along just 2 years ago. What's her name, Miss Beery?
Her name's April.
April. She was born in April?
No, but she was supposed to be, but we miscalculated.
Oh. Well, together, in spite of your handicap of blindness, you folks are living happy, normal lives. And, Mrs. Beery, I think your philosophy about marriage is best expressed in a poem that you composed and personally typed and mailed to our program. I'd like to read it if you give me permission.
Certainly, Jay, if you can stand to read it.
I certainly can. I know the folks will enjoy hearing it. It pays to be married in cash, I'd say no. But it taught me to cook and it taught me to sew. It got me 2 children, a girl and a boy, and it brought me some tears, but overcome more by joy. It brought me a house, a home I shall make. It pays to be married if you'll give and you'll take. Says it beautifully, Mrs. Beery, and we're honored and pleasured, believe me, to have you on our show today. Now, some gifts for you. As a matter of fact, for each of our couples today, there's a family-sized package of Tums. And Mrs. Beery, to help keep those 2 youngsters of yours active, we'd like you to have a nationally advertised Jim Dandy All-Steel Play Gym.
Wonderful.
With its 8 exciting plays, including the famous Sky Scooter two-place pumper. I think you'll have fun on that. Now there's a gift for you to share in your home. 3 exquisite Rembrandt lamps. Original creations to enhance any room in your home. Skillfully crafted by the Rembrandt Lamp Corporation of Chicago. And, Mrs. Beery, something for your kitchen that I think you'll enjoy. It's a big, beautiful Tappan gas ring.
Oh, God.
The Tappan has the new exclusive feature of the removable oven door plus the chrome-lined oven that gives you baking at its best. Good foods just happen when you're cooking on your Tappan. I think it'll help your cooking, maybe even, Mrs. Beery.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome.
You're very deserving. Please stand by now for our Family Fortune jackpot. May the days ahead be filled with health and happiness and the best of luck for you.
The saddest smile in the world is the smile of a little polio victim imprisoned in an iron lung. Yet it is still a smile. A smile that you can help make possible with your contribution to the March of Dimes. The dime that you contribute to this worthy cause is the dime you'll never miss. It's the dime that will help that small boy out of the iron lung. It's the dime that will help a little girl walk again without braces or crutches. It's the dime that may prove a trial polio vaccine is effective. Yes, there is a trial polio vaccine now which gives new hope that soon the laughter and smiles of children will never again be dimmed by cruel infantile paralysis. This is the year of decision in the fight against infantile paralysis. Your dimes will help in this mass test of the trial vaccine. Your dimes will help pay for more gamma globulin, the temporary paralysis preventive. For victory over polio, give to the March of Dimes. A blessing given is a blessing received. The dime you give to the March of Dimes is a blessing to some child crippled with infantile paralysis.
All right, here we go with our Family Fortune jackpot. And in the jackpot today, there's a big, beautiful Amana upright freezer with 12 cubic feet of storage space. Every shelf is a freezing shelf. Amana is noted for its century-old addition of fine craftsmanship. And to fill that freezer, $250 worth of groceries through the courtesy of Don R. Grimes, president of the 6,000 IGA food stores located throughout the United States and Canada. Now, I'm going to ask you folks one question, Mr. and Mrs. Scover, Mr. and Mrs. Beery, and you'll get 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Each couple can come up with only one answer, though, and the couple that answers correctly first will win the Family Fortune jackpot. So you want to be fast, but you want to be right at the same time. Now, you understand how it works?
Yes, I do.
Okay, fine. Listen carefully now. Emily Balch, an American woman, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1940. What's the name of the other American woman who has won the Nobel Peace Prize? The Nobel Peace Prize.
Mrs. Roosevelt?
Mrs. Roosevelt, I'm sorry, Mrs. Scover. No, but she isn't. And the time is gone. It was in 1931. It was Jane Addams. Jane Addams in 1931 won the Nobel Peace Prize, the second American woman. Well, those prizes in our jackpot will be given maybe to somebody tomorrow. Somebody comes up with the right answer to our jackpot. Right now, may I say thank you very much to both you couples. Good luck, good health, and thank you for being on our show. It Pays to be Married, created and produced by Stephen Hades and Henry Hoople, is an NBC Radio Network production, transcribed in Hollywood. Be sure to be with us again tomorrow for more interesting couples and their true stories recorded from their married lives. Until then, this is Jay Stewart reminding you that it pays to be married.
Hear exciting big story tonight on the NBC Radio Network.